All right, folks, we're back. We're back better than ever, except we don't have Tom right now. Tom's third child decided to come a little bit early. They wanted to be here for Masters Week. So he might be calling in. He might not be. But, yeah, mom and baby are doing great. He let us know. So congratulations to Tom. Now he goes from, what, man-to-man to zone coverage, right, for the kids, having three now. So good luck, buddy. But yeah, we got Vince though with us. How are we doing, Vince?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, that was good news about Tom today. And, you know, the first thing I did was I asked him, how are you doing? Like, no one ever asks how the guy is doing. And, you know, once the baby's born, it's the dad's job to pretty much like take care, like manage the rooms, who's coming in to visit, do all those things, and, you know, get all the grocery shopping and everything. But what at your third kid, like they're all different, but you got some kind of system down. But that was some good news indeed.
Yeah. So hopefully next week I'll share it with everybody some more information. But yeah, congrats, buddy. We're happy for you. Even better that it's before Masters Week, so now you get to enjoy it. With that, another big thing is this is the 100th episode.
It is.
I know Tom's a little. Yeah, Tom's a little bummed about missing it, but obviously he's got bigger things. And on top of being a 100th episode, we're going to talk Masters, because guess what? Next week's Masters Week. You'll be listening to this on Monday, so it will be Masters Week, but we're pretty excited. But let's start with the Houston Open last week. Did you get to watch any of it? What did you think of it?
You know what? With the basketball on, I did not, but I apologize yesterday. I was getting San Antonio confused with Houston. And I have played golf in Houston once, but I've done a lot of golfing in San Antonio. And San Antonio is this week. And right. I have watched some of the golf this week. But, you know, with the basketball going on, especially, you know, like Graham's watching a lot of it. Jax is watching some of it, too. Like it's pretty much, it was on the TV nonstop. Did you watch any of it?
I did. When I saw that Scotty was in the hunt, I had to turn it on because I can't, you know, I was kind of hoping he'd go 3-for-3. But congratulations to Stephen Yeager. I know was hot and pretty good at on the KFT, and then he kind of struggled. So good to see him get a win.
And you know what? That was one of Nick Munin's tips earlier in the year. And like he cashed, I want to say like a top 5, top 10, top 40 for us. So we knew his time was coming. We were just a couple weeks off there.
I think a lot of people thought that. I was just taken back that Scotty missed that what was it, 5-foot putt for birdie to push it to the playoff. That was.
And I did see that on the replays of everything. Yes.
But either way, Scotty looks like he's in good form for, you know, the Masters. So that's all we can take. And then you said, did you watch any of the Texas Open today and yesterday at all?
Nothing today. I did watch some of it yesterday, and it's a pretty good field of golfers considering it is, you know, the week before the Masters. And I do know, and like Phil would always say this, that they would, the whoever's in charge of setting up the course would take the time to like mow the greens down to make them really fast, as if like the Masters would be like, you can never replicate like the undulation of the course at Augusta or like the greens, but like the speed was pretty similar and everything. So like I always feel like they still get like a pretty good crowd there. But I mean, it's a pretty good leaderboard. I mean, Rory's right there.
Yep.
Tommy Fleetwood, Spieth is right there. Corey Connors.
Yeah, oh yeah. Guys,
that, back like to back. This week. So
he's a defending champion, right?
He is.
Yeah, I have to say I've watched Jordan Spieth hole-in-one about 1,000 times from yesterday, and I just have to say that he's going to be probably my pick for Masters, especially how he played this morning. Like it was a psycho scorecard again a little bit. I mean, yesterday was, but today he started off hot. What, he's 3 under, so he's not too far back from Akshay. He's 11 under, so it was good. It is like you said, it kind of, you know, gets you ready for Masters. Or And, you know, it's been good golf so far. You got Rory playing the field, like you said. So, you know, we'll see what happens come tomorrow and Sunday. What about the ANWA? Have you been watching any of that or keeping track of that?
I have not, but I will this weekend. I mean, I definitely am like a big supporter, and I know you are as well. So like, do you look at it as to kind of get you ready for the Masters as a lead up, or are you excited for it just as like an individual tournament?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, that's one of my notes here to talk to you about is like, you know, we talk about Masters Week, right? Like, we started just me and you Masters Friday, like right out of college, right? And then it grew and grew. And then we got made this whole big deal about Masters Week. And so does everybody else. I mean, with social media and everything, you know, they really push it and it's great. But I feel like the last couple of years, my Masters Week has turned into almost like 2 weeks of Masters, right? Because of the ANWA and the drive, chip, and putt. Like, right. I thoroughly enjoy the ANWA. I mean, obviously, I'm an advocate for women's golf for sure. But like, to see what this is the fifth year, and to see how it gets better and better every year. And then it's actually like, you know, with Champions Retreat now put in there, and they play in there Wednesday, Thursday, and that course looked awesome. Like, it looks great. And then like the TV coverage, I'm hoping next year it's a little bit longer than like the 3 hours. I wish they would show a little bit more like the morning rounds, but either way, like, I'm not going to complain about what we get right now, because it's been entertaining to watch for sure. Like, the difference between Wednesday scores compared to the weather with the wind to yesterday scores to make the cut for, you know, Saturday to play at Augusta tomorrow. But, you know, it's awesome what they're doing to bring more women into golf. I think it's great that they all get to have that practice round tomorrow at Augusta. And then it gives us, as the viewer, you know, as a fan of Augusta, it lets us see a little bit more of it prior to Monday, which I always enjoy. Like, Saturday, tomorrow is going to be awesome. Whether I'm going to have to tape it because of soccer or whatnot, it doesn't matter. I'll still watch it, right? You know? But yeah, it's been good play too. Like, they went pretty low on Wednesday. And then, you know, like I said, the weather changed for yesterday with the wind and everything, and scores were higher. But, you know, and then I felt bad for Anna Davis, because, you know, she won, what, 2 years ago? And then last year, she got penalized for, you know, what was she doing? Preferred lies, but she was playing it in the rough instead of just the fairway. So she got, what, a 4-stroke penalty. Okay. She missed the cut.
Yeah.
And then yesterday's round, I had it playing on my iPad as I was working, and like, they followed her a lot, obviously. Right. And then, you know, she was +3 going into 18, which was a par 5, and +3 was the cut. Right. And, you know, she drove it good, you know, had a good approach shot, and 2-putted for a par. So I was like, all right, great. She made the cut, right? Well, come to find out, you know, she went into the tent and she got a stroke penalty for pace of play. So now she missed the cut again. So it's just like, it's kind of a heartbreak there for someone that was trying to defend her, you know, championship. But all in all, it was great golf. It's like I said, it's cool because I was interested in it.
She is. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, she's big, as I'm saying that behind me, she's nonstop talking about Caitlin Clark too, which is great. You know, I'm not a big basketball guy, but anytime she wants to talk sports, I enjoy. But right. Either way, Saturday, I'm pumped for Saturday. So yeah, it kind of leads me into getting ready for the Masters Week, especially with the drive, chip, and putt, right? You know, we've been, what, that's in its 11th year. And I go back and we always talk about our kids. You know, I can remember Ella being a baby sitting in her bassinet watching the second one with me. And then every year she watches it more. And they have a picture and she's bigger and she's bigger. You know, it's just great to see all that stuff. And I think they said if Akshay wins this weekend, he'll be the first male to play in the drive, chip, and putt and get to play in the Masters.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. And I always, like, you know, watching the drive, chip, and putt, like, you always get teary-eyed, you know, when it's like the kid and then their parents are right there with them or whatever. And, you know, I'm sure, like, anytime you're trying to be an athlete, there's probably some stressful moments, you know, like practicing and like on the course and different things, but just to kind of like, you know, we've done all these things, and like, for the parent side, like time,
yeah,
a lot of money,
yep,
and you know, hopefully the kids are like really appreciative. But like that big moment that you're doing this competition at Augusta, and just it kind of brings a tear to my eye. And I feel like, you know, more so like when you're a parent, and like, you know, we do things with our own kids that are like pretty special and get happy about and like reflective about, but like, to go to Augusta and do that is pretty sweet.
Yeah. I mean, on Wednesday, they did like a little clip montage, but it showed, you know, the girls and them holding up their invitations for the ANWA. And like most of them are like, you know, it's great because it's showing them, showing their dads who are like literally crying when they see these invitations because they've always wanted to go on the grounds of Augusta. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's we always joke that it's the, you know, our holiday. It's our favorite week in golf. Might be my favorite week of the year. I mean, obviously Katie's birthday, my kid's birthday and anniversary is a close second, but like, you know, it's just, it's awesome to see where, you know, everybody knows about the Masters, right? Everybody knows about Augusta. So, and then you got the drive, chip and putt, like we just talked about. But my other question to you is, you know, we talked about like, we started Masters Friday long, long time ago. But as far as outside of that, what kind of rituals do you think you have, if any, you know, or any superstitions or anything that you do for sure every year during Masters week?
I mean, I always start like, I kind of consider this like getting ready for Masters Friday. So I bust out all my Masters Friday gear starting this week. And I should give it to Tom to put it onto like IG or something like that. I have a painting that I painted. It was one of those, probably about maybe like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. They had one of these like therapeutic like sessions for us at like Institute Day. And you're supposed to like, you know, paint something that would make you happy. Mm-hmm. So I made this big like Masters logo.
There you go. So
I should give that to you guys. I have one of my hats that's at school, and I will talk to the kids about it. And like during the week leading up, I will talk about golfers. I will show them a lot of the clips, you know, how like the Masters and Augusta does those little like with Butler Cabin, like the Champions Dinner. Like I will show that to them in our classroom. Each morning we do like a good things type thing, like a morning meeting, and I share little stuff. But like every once in a while, like, you know, open day for baseball, I'll tell a little bit more. Like when the Packers win or stuff like that, or Cubs win, I'll kind of talk about the game. But Masters Week, to me, like it's obvious that it is like a holiday. So yeah. I'll just talk about it. And I will give them some updates on Thursday and Friday throughout the day with who is doing well. So that's my excuse to kind of like watch a little bit as the day is going on. So I can kind of feel like you. What it's like to watch some golf as I'm working. And it's good. It's good. Do you have any rituals?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have like little quirks, I guess I would do. Like I sent you guys a picture. I change out my wallet to my Masters wallet that I got from old Chuck Wagon years and years and years ago. God, that thing's got to be at least 10 years old. You know, that gets me all pumped up. Thinking about the Masters pool that we're always in every year, right? Thinking about that lineup that starts off the week. Like you script a little bit with clothing. You know, we have a ton of it, obviously. Yep. But yeah, it's just, you know, it starts now and it, you know, goes for the next week. And then, you know, once it's over, then you start counting down the days again. So,
and you know, since gambling has been legal in like Illinois, and like, I remember for the very first Masters, like I knew how to make like a simple bet, but like never had done like a parlay before. And there were like groups, you know, how there's like, you know, like 10 groups, like pick the winner out of this group. And it was like, I would have like a six legger. And there's probably like five or six golfers in each group. And $5 would pay like $1,000. Mm-hmm. I had like all these parlays and like nothing came even close. But I also, just for fun, like it's like not going to cash, but just to see the ticket in your thing, whoever has the worst odds, I'll put $2 on.
Sure.
So this year, Jose Maria Olazabal, $2 to win $12,000. I don't care what book you go to get the one's got the best price for you, but Jose Maria. But if you remember, oh, who was it? I think it was like Welchers. I forget the was it? I think Ian Woosnam. He was like the 1 year the worst odds, and he shot like 2 under the first day. And
oh, that's right. Like, yeah, Ian. Yep.
In like fifth place, and I'm like, oh, this could be
right.
Like, this could be a miracle that the Pavlones family is looking for. But like, he ended up missing the cut. Like the next day, he like I think Sandy Lyles spanked him by 10 strokes as well.
So do you have your bets lined up for next week?
I have been looking through a lot, and I just feel like Scotty, yes, but like, you know, Rory doing well this week. Everyone's, this has got to be it. But I just feel like, you know, like what's better odds? Rory to win or like a 20 leg parlay for like hits in baseball? I feel like the baseball hits one's got a better chance of hitting than Rory winning.
Well, here, let's start off with this then. So I don't know if you listened to Shotgun Start on Wednesday, but Brendan and Andy, Brendan, I think he proposed a question of who do you think is in the hot seat for this Masters? Who's in the hot seat that you think needs to win it or needs to show up well? Because, you know, they had some good, you know, good answers, but Andy's kind of threw me for a loop. Like when he said Rahm, I kind of was like, what is he talking about? And then when he explained himself, and if you listen to it, I apologize, but you know, when he said Rahm being the defending champion and the explanation of like, you know, he's at LIV now, you know, mm-hmm. they got a lot to prove still, you know, but he's been on record saying that, you know, he's happy he took the money, but he kind of misses defending his, you know, titles, right? Against,
right, yeah.
You know, it kind of made sense. So, you know, I got to start thinking about like, who do I think is on the hot seat? And, you know, Tom will probably just shake his head when he hears this, when he's listening to it. But I honestly think like Spieth's on the hot seat for this one because,
okay, all right.
You know, he's been playing how he's been playing. He's got his ups and downs, but I think he's got to turn it around for sure. I mean, you could go Rory, but like, this is always going to hang over Rory's head, whatever major it is, right. Whether it's a Masters, the US Open, or whatnot. I mean, obviously, he needs this to finish the Grand Slam, but like that was a given. But I don't know. Who do you think is in a hot seat?
So I would not say Rory just because like I don't think people are expecting him to win. So the hot seat is like you need to win, but we also think that you can. And I'm just kind of looking at the list here, and I feel like someone like, you know, Patrick Cantlay, who has like Matthew Fitzpatrick, like been playing good golf, but need that like big signature win. And like time is wasting away on like some of these guys. Like some of these guys are like the Buffalo Bills, like your wide receiver is leaving town. Like you may not be relevant much longer. And, you know, that's a good question, but it's like hard. And I could see like, you know, maybe something like Xander as well.
Mm-hmm. The players, right? Yeah.
Right. But guys like Brooks Koepka and like Dustin Johnson, like are coming in probably like not caring and like that could be dangerous, I feel.
Sure.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked by that picture that Sergio posted. I didn't realize how many LIV guys are actually playing in the Masters, to be honest with you. It kind of threw me for a loop there, right? So I don't know. It's anybody's, you know, game, right? There, especially, you know, anybody can win. But let's go with your winning. Who do you think's winning? What's your predictions? Oh, hold on. We got him. He's here. Oh, Tom's here. Is he calling or is he gonna be video?
Abuse of a bitches.
All right, well, we got Tom. He's on. Just in time for massive predictions, buddy. But how's it going? First off,
it's going, except for that huge struggle. Trying to turn my microphone on. Vince was right. The phone settings are not the same. I'm in the lobby here, looking out the window. I told my wife I was going to the bathroom. That was false.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah. So we're doing. We just had a baby girl about what? A little over almost 3 hours to the hour. So everything's good. Mom and baby are doing great.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So,
and you're doing okay too, right?
I am, my man. Vince always looking out. I got some Z's earlier. I knew, you know, so going in the first time, you don't know what's going to happen. So you just sit on a couch. It's like sure. A huge weirdo. And you're just like uptight, waiting for everything to happen. And then 20 hours go by. You're like, oh, I could have slept like six different times. So, mm-hmm. You know, I kind of knew the routine at this point. I'm like, well, I got nothing to do besides work on the computer, you know, make sure the wife's good and then sleep. So I just you know, I asked her, I said, hey, are you good? She's like, yeah, I'm good. All right. I'm going to catch a couple Z's. And, you know, I did that a couple times. So we're good. Everything's pro good. Move. Yeah. Pro move. Yeah, we're living. I mean, Silver Cross does a good job, gentlemen.
Very good.
Yeah. The midwives, everybody's good out here. They're good people. So,
well, like I said, you jumped in at the perfect time because we're about to do Masters predictions. So I know you're short on time. So let's hear yours first.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't even, to be honest, I haven't really thought about it.
Have you been busy?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't caught. I was pissed. I tried to catch some of the, we started induction last night at 10 p.m. And then, she wasn't born until 3 hours ago. So it's been quite the process. But I've been trying to catch a little bit of the Anwa. I'm hoping tomorrow I should be able to while we're here. So that's cool. But in terms of predictions for the Masters, I don't know, man. I think I think your guy is starting to peak at the right time, although he had a complete psycho scorecard, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was a psycho scorecard for sure.
Yeah, but he's peaking at the right time. I mean, Spieth's always, you know, a favorite there. I do like Xander. I like, who else? I think Tiger will make the cut, but obviously I as much as I would love for him to win, I don't think it's going to happen. I think a lot of the live guys will show up and play well. I think Brooks obviously will play well. I think Dustin will probably play well into the weekend. He might, you know, fall off eventually, but even Cam Smith, I think there's definitely a couple live guys you got to look out for, but I don't know. I don't know who I'm looking for, like, overall winner. I think it's got to be a guy that's, you know, played there at least a couple, you know, definitely not a first time guy. A guy who's been there, maybe placed in the top five a couple times, maybe a past winner.
What do you think of Jose Maria?
Jesus.
So every year, Tom, I always take whoever has the worst odds and I just put $2 on him. So if Jose Maria could bring it home, $2 brings back 10 grand. And you can laugh, but a couple years ago, Ian Woosman was like 2 under after the first day. He was like in fifth place or something. And I was like, ooh, this could be really good. Now, he didn't make the cut, but still, it's just fun to have that big winning ticket.
So you mentioned Tiger Woods there, Tom. How do you feel about his whole pre-play ritual going on right now?
I don't like that. To be honest, I think you got to get it out of your system. Otherwise, you're all bottled up and you get frustrated. It's not a good thing. I get it, you know, to, you know, maybe keep focused and stuff like that. But I think he's got to release some tension heading into, you know, the week. Speaking of, I just got the text. How long are you going to poop for? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Vince, speaking of, did you take it the year Danny Willett won?
Did I have Danny Willett? No, because he wasn't the worst odds.
Yeah.
And I don't think gambling is even legal. That was like 10 years ago when he took it away from
Spieth? Well, Spieth what? That's when Spieth screwed up on 12.
Yeah, so that was like 10 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. but I don't. But I'll end it with this because I don't know who, I don't really have a, those are kind of like all the guys I see playing well. I don't know who's going to win it. But I'm going to pull events here. My top three real quick. I know you haven't gotten there yet, but real quick. My three hole is going to be the third. Yes, the third.
Okay.
My two hole is going to be 13 and my one hole is going to be 12.
Okay.
So just wanted to throw that in there.
13 is I like that one. Now, what you need to do is just stay, it's a little bit late on a Friday. The staff was cleaning the bathroom. So you had to wait a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, trust me, there's going to be a you know, hey, you know, somebody was in there, maybe a handicapped personnel. I had to wait, you know, maybe there was a little old lady trying to get in there first. I let her go ahead of me, you know.
You got all worked out.
Yeah, we got all worked out. But you boys.
Congrats again. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep, congratulations.
Keep crushing it. Thank you. And we'll see you guys next time. Yeah. See you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway.
Tom, thanks for joining in, Tom. Appreciate that. Again, congrats. We said it about 12 times, but you can never be too happy for other people with that situation. So we know Tom's predictions. What's your predictions there, Vince?
So I have four golfers I was kind of looking at earlier today when I saw the notes here for the show. And Brooks Koepka was one of those golfers.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth. And then I'm kind of like, you know, a couple guys may not playing like super well right now, but I feel like have a game that could do pretty well. Max Homa.
Yep.
And Sungjae Im. Those are the four golfers right now that I kind of got. And I'll probably, you know, bet on more than one person to win.
Sure.
And maybe get close. And, you know, sometimes you're just with these winners, like throwing money out the toilet, but hopefully everyone makes the cut so you have a chance.
Yeah.
But those are the four that I am going with. And Jose Marin.
Yeah. Don't forget about Jose. No, I like it. I agree with you, Brooks. I got Brooks on my list for sure. Especially how he played last year. Right. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be bouncing back even better this year. Obviously Jordan Spieth, he's my favorite. So I think I'm taking him to win the whole thing. You know, I don't know. I hate to do it, but you know, I think Scotty Scheffler too, man. Like he's just been on fire lately. I mean, you'd be silly for that pool that we're in. I mean,
oh, you have to take.
Exactly. But the kind of thing that stinks too is like with that pool, you got to kind of think outside of the box too, because everybody's going to be taking a majority of the same people, right? You need like those two or three guys that you know kind of stick out there that. You know, you don't think other people will take to kind of hopefully jump you ahead a little bit. But yeah, I'm going with Scotty, Jordan, and Brooks for sure.
What do you think of Cam Smith? Like, has he been playing well on LIV? Because, like, I'm looking at the odds right now, and, like, Scotty is, like, plus 450, mm-hmm. and then it jumps to 11-1 for Rory. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Cam Smith, according to odds, is, like, a top 10 in this thing.
I mean, like for example, like there's a LIV event this weekend. I didn't even pay attention to it, right? So it's just like,
right.
I don't know how he's playing. I truly don't.
I assume because like I will just take a look at the leaderboards from like time to time, and I don't see him up there. Now he does play the course very well.
Yeah,
I know the past few years he's been in contention. Probably the past like 5 or 6 years, he's at least had you know like sniffing the lead down like a Saturday or a Sunday and. You know, he hasn't delivered, obviously, but
going back to that hot seat thing, like Brendan picked Joaquin Neiman. Like, yeah, man. I mean, he's got to show up big, too, for this after like his all that talking when he's won that couple for LIV this year already. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see either way. You know, it's an exciting time for us, obviously. Let's jump into the buy or sell segment. What did you like? What didn't you like? What do you want to buy? What do you want to get rid of this week?
I mean, I am buying. It's kind of just, you know, I'm going obvious here. You know, once that Friday before the Masters comes, it's like Masters week. So right. I'm just buying everything. And I just can't wait for, you know, to hear the voices. And, you know, I know it's Vern's last Masters. But just hearing all those voices again, the birds chirping out there. Like, it's just like, how can you not enjoy yourself?
I think the weather's supposed to be good too, right? This year, maybe a little bit. Rain at the beginning.
You know, I don't like to look at the weather too far in advance. You know, probably like Monday or Tuesday, I'll take a look at like Thursday's weather, but I don't want to go too far in advance.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Well, I like that. I could say that as well, but I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to buy though as well for sure. But Katie was out of town a couple weeks ago for a summit. Trade show type thing out in California, and she just came home and she started talking about Liquid Death, and I'm like, what are you talking about Liquid Death for, right? You know, I always thought that was an energy drink, but come to find out that it's just sparkling water with amazing graphics. I mean, it's great. Like it makes it look like an energy drink. And you know me, used to be hooked to Monsters, would have
right, yeah.
So like this kind of is like a placebo effect where it makes me think I'm having an energy drink, but really it's just sparkling mineral water. So I'm buying Liquid Death this week.
I feel like Gargano and McKenna were big on like the, or they had a big debate about it or something. And
I think McKenna's on Liquid Death. And you know, now that thinking about it, that he did that, do that, it's just like, well, it makes sense now because it's sparkling water. Like he wasn't ever an energy drink guy to begin with. So either way, like it tastes really good. Like I got Bury It Alive and it's just mixed berry, mineral water, and it tastes great. So that's what
I have never had one before. So I should. And probably, let me say, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years ago at the refrigerator at church in the back, I was doing something back there and there were a couple of them in the cooler there. And I thought someone just had some beers, like to have, you know, when they're doing stuff or whatever. There's other functions going on there. And I saw it at the store and took a closer look at it. So I learned that it was just water or sparkling water. So I will try it. I did not know that there were other flavors.
If I see you at the game tomorrow, I got a fridge full of them. I'll bring you one. So
okay,
you can test them out. All right, let's jump into top three. Obviously, Tom jumped ahead, gave his top three. It was my week. So I'm saying my question is, what are the top three holes at Augusta for you?
You know, I just love them all. And I feel like we would probably have pretty similar lists. Mm-hmm. So kind of in true fashion to myself, I just kind of am answering the question that I would like to answer it. And, you know, when Jones and McKenzie made the golf course, you know, a lot of places may name holes after people. They decided to name holes after plants.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you which holes that I like the names of the flowers the most.
Oh, okay. Let's go that route. All right. I like that.
Number four was originally called palm, but now it's called flowering crab apple. And that's the par three, longest par three. Yep. It's on the course.
Yep.
And you will see on the right side of the green is where these flowering crab apple plants are going to be when you're watching next week. And they bloom in early April. So they're going to be in full bloom by the time the Masters rolls around. Number nine is Carolina Cherry.
Is this your two hole?
Well, the middle one's always a two hole regardless.
I'm just making sure with you. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, three. And then so the two hole is a Carolina Cherry. And okay. That's par four, of course. And the right side of the fairway is where you're going to see all of them. And they actually bloom from February to April.
Okay.
So pretty much around this time of year, they're going to be the end of them, but you're still going to see it. And 13, kind of like Tom said, I just love 13. But azalea, from tee to green, there are azaleas. And they count 1,600 of them.
What?
1,600 azaleas.
Wow.
Going from the tee to the green.
I like that. That's an interesting take you took on it. I didn't really even think about it that way, but that's great. Great top three, dude. In my three hole, I'm going to go the pink dogwood. That's hole number two. That's hole number two. That's the par five. I love that hole just because of the sheer fact of your second shot into that green, right? If you think about like how the green funnels for the Sunday pin, funnels down to the right. When Louis, he had the albatross that year that, Bubba took it from him, I believe that was, right? So pink dogwood, hole number two is in my three hole. Number two is Firethorn. That's hole number 15, which is another par five, but I love that par five because the risk or reward, if you go for it, right? Either go for it, you land it softly. You hope to hit land it softly on the green, so it doesn't roll off the back. Or if you're a little bit short, it's going to come back into the water. So I always enjoy that hole, especially on a Sunday, right? When it's coming down the stretch, you see it on 15, you know, guys, they need to go for it. They go for it, you know, so a little risk and reward hole there. And then my number one, obviously, you know, most people's number ones, I would have to go Golden Bell, which is hole number 12, you know, the par three, 155 yards. I like that hole the most because you could see what happens with when Tiger Woods won in 2019, right? He played it smart. He sat to the side, watched how the guys hit it, saw the wind. Well, you don't see the wind, right? Because you don't know what's going to do because it's surrounded by the trees and everything. So, right. And then, unfortunately, when Spieth had that meltdown to go back-to-back with his Masters green jackets, you know, so I think 12 is an exciting hole, which, you know, can make or break your round on a Sunday, right? So those are my top three as well.
That is a good top three. That's a good top three. Now, do you want to? I had this 10 of cards. Can I open a couple of packs here and we can show the people, at least that are on YouTube or
yeah.
If you're on Twitter, sure. You got to go get the YouTube here.
No. Yeah. Fire away, man.
There are, and I'm going to open up some of my channel later on in the week. I'll open up two of them here.
Well, why don't you, I don't think people realize, why don't you plug your channel? I don't think we've ever asked you to do that. So go ahead.
Okay. So if you like sports cards, just talking sports in general on YouTube, I'm the sports
card. I've noticed lately Golden Retrievers too. So,
well, yes, my wife loves dogs, but primarily I'm a sports card ripping channel. And during my lunch break at school, I will open some cards each week. Or each day, I'll talk about, you know, current events that are happening. There'll be a number of the days. So we're talking about like an older player, stuff like that. It is just a little bit of fun. So if you want to watch some sports cards, you know, go to Sports Card Ripping Teacher on YouTube. I'll do some giveaways as well. So if you want to get some free stuff, subscribe, like, comment, and all those things. So Upper Deck has not made cards for like a couple of years. So there's going to be some like what's called young guns in here. So in like Upper Deck. For hockey right now, like Connor Bedard is like the hot young gun, obviously. So okay. There'll be some rookies in here. Picking some patches, autographs. None of that is like guaranteed. But I did see there's a couple sweet John Daly
cards really?
That are in here. Yeah. So here we got Michael Thompson. Got okay. That right there. Got a Victor Hovland season highlights.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Rasmus Højgaard. and one time, oh, all right. We got a Michelle Wee right there.
Oh, nice. Oh, and it's their U.S. Open.
Yep.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is very nice. So
that's awesome.
I should bring out some of my old pro set cards from like when I was a kid for golf. We got Tom Lehman wearing the Dockers.
Oh, nice.
Got some Lucas Herbert.
Okay.
Let's get a job. Now, this was one of my favorite guys, and I thought this would be a duel for like 15 years. You know,
yeah.
David Duval.
Yes. David
Duval. And here's the man of the hour right now, Corey Connors.
Oh, nice.
Texas. All right, let's do one more. We got to get a John Daly out of
this. All right, let's try one more.
Jax is over here with some Looney Tune cards. Seamus Powers.
Okay.
Or Power. Taylor Gooch.
Oh, Liv, get it out of here.
Sahith Tagala.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, we got our first young gun of Anna Norquist.
Really? Okay.
So I say like they have not made
right,
cards
yeah.
in a while, so they're kind of like going back, which I don't know if I mean that's okay to do, I guess, but Arizona State. Gordon Sarge.
You got Sarge, huh? There you go.
Aaron Wise. Nancy Lopez.
Ooh.
And a Brandon Wu. So okay. Nothing crazy out of there, but
I do like that Michelle Wu one though. That's a good one.
You want it?
No, you can keep it. You can keep it.
All right. So if you're interested, you know, the rest of the week, I'm going to be opening some cards. Jax's birthday is coming up. We're going to do a football rip, some baseball. I actually got here. I think I'm going to open up next week as well. I'm not here, so I'm just going all buck wild here, Robert. Yeah. I had opened.
This is going to be the last time he lets me run this thing.
So you helped me open up some of those Bob Ross.
Yeah, right.
Cards.
Yep.
And I've got some garbage pail kids that are baseball players.
Oh, nice.
And very I nice. Saw the past couple of years. I'm like, oh man, those are really cool. But I pulled the trigger this year. So if you want to see any of that this week, you know, Sports Card Ripping Teacher.
Well, that's our sports card corner for you right there. but as always, next week, registration closes April 15th, I believe, for the CGT. So if you haven't signed up yet, sign up. It's going to be a great season. Love to see you guys out there. Enjoy next week. If you're listening to this Monday, I guess enjoy this week. I guess we'll just see you in the fairway.
I'll see you in the fairway, buddy.
Later, dude.